An interesting story, KSL.com. This is courtesy of Jed Bull, who's one of our desk mates out here in the newsroom. He sits right next to Alex and me. And he's got an interesting story, and he did a little bit of research, and he discovered, since guns in schools are a big topic of conversation right now, we've known for some time that teachers are allowed to carry their concealed weapons in school.
Correct, right.
That you are allowed to have a concealed carry permit, have a loaded concealed weapon on your person in school. Teachers are allowed to do that. Mm-hmm. What we didn't know, was interesting to read, is that school districts are prohibited from asking about that gun. School districts are prohibited from expecting the teachers to disclose whether or not they bring a gun to school. And you're a parent. You've got kids. I've got kids. I'm interested to know also from other parents out there, 57500, what do you think about this policy? The school districts are prohibited from asking about whether or not they have a gun in class. Here's Granite School District spokesperson Ben Horsley.
And the state office has indicated that, frankly, under the interpretation of the law, that we can't ask. And we assume and presume that a number of our teachers actually do carry weapons under concealed carry permits.
That presumption is, I think, is right.
Absolutely. And that's interesting because I would have assumed that the administration, at least the principal and vice principal, would have known which teachers, you know, might be packing in case maybe there was an emergency, or just so that they were aware. Because even though they are on their person, I mean, there are children in the classroom. Things can happen, you know. So it's interesting to me to find out that they can't even ask.
And that's interesting. And what do you think? Are you, as a parent, are you comfortable with that? You might be. You know, a lot of parents over the last year, we've been kind of discussing this, a lot of parents have expressed the preference that they like that a teacher might be armed because they feel like that could protect their student.
Right. No, I agree with that. I'm not afraid of guns. And if somebody is well-trained and is carrying, has that permit, that means they've gone through their classes, they've done their studies, and they are familiar with how to use that weapon. Mm-hmm. I'm fine
Hopefully,
with them, especially, right? In theory, exactly. I feel more comfortable. Like my kids go to an elementary school where you walk in and you go through a metal detector and you have to sign in at the office.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, and they have these glass doors that are always locked, and they divert you through the office until after business hours, or when school's out, and then you can go through whatever door. But while school is in, you have to go through the office. So even though that form of security is there, there have been instances to where people have, within the last 2 years, have tried to break through that barrier and, mentally deficient somehow, but have been arrested. And I was grateful for that barrier, and really to have another barrier to know that if a teacher could shut the door, lock the door, tell the kids to get under their desks and protect those children, I'm all for it.
You know, there is one caveat. The school districts are able to impose at least one rule on the situation, and Jed Bull explains.
In most Utah districts, the firearm cannot be concealed in district property, like a desk or a locker. It must be concealed on the teacher at all times.
And I think that right there is smart, because you touched on, I think, one of the real potential threats when you have teachers that are carrying weapons in school. And I think that if you have teachers carrying weapons in school legally, mm-hmm. I think that there is one threat that's much greater than a random shooting in the school. The odds of a gunman choosing your school on any given day,
very, very low.
Very, very low. Mm-hmm. But when you have teachers in the classroom, the odds of a child coming across that weapon, I think, are much higher than a random gunman walking in. And so I do think it's good and it's appropriate, and I hope teachers take it seriously, that school districts are asking them to keep the weapon on their person at all times. And I think that should extend to women as well. I think that there is a temptation for women, and I think a common practice for women, mm-hmm. to keep a gun in a bag. And I think that when you're in a classroom situation, do not put that gun in a bag, however uncomfortable it may be, however awkward it may be.
Even if it's locked in a cabinet.
Keep it in your person. Keep it on you.
This is going to change a little bit what you decide to wear to work. I understand that. You know, it's hard to wear a dress at that point unless you've got a leg strap or something. I don't know. But,
ankle holster. I mean, because, there are options.
Yeah, if it's on your person and you have direct, you know, control over that weapon the entire school day, fine. It's when you take it out, put it in your desk, lock it in a cupboard, something like that. That is where we're going to get in trouble.
Look, kids are kids.
Oh,
right?
I was so curious as a kid. You know what? I broke into how many cabinets as a kid just because I was curious to see what was in there.
And
I didn't take anything, but I was curious.
And I remember when I was in school, you know, students would kind of, you know, you sneak a peek in the teacher's desk or whatever the case may be. And that is a fact of life. And it happens at home as well. We were just talking the other day about how important it is to lock up your firearm in your home. Hidden is not the same as secure. If it's hidden, a kid's going to find it. And I honestly think that is a real risk in classrooms. If you're going to allow teachers to carry in the classroom, they must keep that weapon on their actual person at all times. Not in their desk, not in their locked desk, not in their backpack, not in their purse. On their person.
Yeah.
And I think that should be non-negotiable.
And so here's something. I probably already know the answer to this. If I am Bruce Principal, I don't know, my name's Bruce for some reason, I'm the principal.
Bruce Principal.
Yeah, you like that?
Okay. Yeah.
And Barry, my good friend, second grade teacher, comes in and he's got a little bulge in the back near his waistline. Can I say, hey man, you packing? Probably can't. I guess not, because that's the law, right? The law says you can't ask. However, if Barry says, hey, Bruce, just so you know, I got this new Glock. I'm going to be wearing it.
Well, then they disclose voluntarily.
Right, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Because it's them. But I can't say,
You can't ask.
Hey, come into my office for a second and show me your new, you know.
You might assume, right? I mean, you might assume that would be a smart assumption. But
yeah.
What do you think? 57500, let's get some text rolling in here. As a parent, what do you think about this policy? Now, teachers are allowed to carry concealed, properly permitted concealed weapons in classroom. Most school districts ask them to keep it on your person. They have that rule. I think that's totally smart. But they're not allowed to discover, they're not allowed to ask whether or not a teacher carries or which teachers carry. What do you think about that as a parent? 57500. And do you, as a parent, do you feel like you have the right to ask that of
a teacher?
That's
a good question. If the district cannot ask, the administration cannot, can you at parent-teacher conference say, oh, by the way, just wondering,
can you
do that? I guess they wouldn't have to disclose.
Parents can ask whatever they want, but the teacher is not obliged to disclose.
Sure.